Hello there. You're listening to the Watson's Daily Podcast with me, Peter Watson, on Wednesday, the 1st of February. Today, I am joined by Mary Adeniyi, who is a Watson's Daily Ambassador. Hi there, Mary. How are you doing today?
Hello, Peter. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Very good, thank you. I'm glad to hear that sound is a lot better today.
I'm so glad about that.
Right, anyway. We should have some maybe fireworks going off in the background. Anyway, right. So, today, a bit unusual in that we both picked the same topic to talk about today. So, as you are much more knowledgeable in this subject, definitely would like you to start talking about this and letting the listeners know what we're going to talk about.
Sure. So, today's story that we have both picked is by The Times, and the title reads, Snapchat warns of a 10% hit to revenue. Now, what's been happening is that the company has an expectation that advertisers are going to rein in on spending, so they're going to spend less on advertising through Snapchat. And on this news, Snapchat shares fell by 14.5%, mm-hmm. and this is all despite better than expected daily active user numbers. Mm-hmm. And we know that Snapchat actually generates most of its revenue through advertising, so this isn't surprising, to be honest. And one reason that advertisers actually pay social media companies like Snapchat for ads is because they know that people are going to pay or buy their product. And given the economic, you know, circumstances that we're in, you know, the cost of living, inflation still high, interest rates are still high, talks of a recession in the UK by the IMF, you know, such factors will inevitably lead to people spending less in general. Yeah. And for advertisers, you know, if there are no or less people buying what they're advertising on such platforms, then what's the point of paying those platforms mm-hmm. like Snapchat? So they might think, okay, let's just, you know, hold up for now and see what happens, see how things pan out. Mm-hmm. And when such companies do make these decisions, it inevitably affects those companies that rely on them, for example, like Snapchat. Now, I was also going to say that, you know, Snapchat, it was once seen as one of the best social media apps out there. Mm-hmm. It facilitated and still facilitates to a degree users to be creative. And I myself personally, I've been on the app for a number of years. And I remember when they introduced a feature called Streaks. Mm-hmm. So how it worked is that you would send a picture or a video, a red or a purple snap, to your friends on the app at least once a day, then Snapchat would help users to keep a record of how many days, you know, that they could keep this up for. Mm. And the trick was, if you didn't send a picture or a video in over 24 hours, then you would lose the streak. Now, and I remember personally that my highest streak was over a year. Mm-hmm. So it was over 365 days. And I've heard mm-hmm. of people who have had streaks of, you know, 2,000 plus days. I don't know how they got the strength to do that for more than 2,000, you know, days. But and at the time, I thought that this was a very smart, actually, an innovative move, because it meant that people would always be on the app every day. Mm. And if they wanted to maintain the streak, then they would have to go on the app and mm-hmm. send the streak. And I also found out that if I made a plan back in the day to go on the app just to send a 1 minute streak to my friends, that plan would go down the drain, because I realized that after that I sent a snap to my friends, that I would spend more time on the app because I'd find myself either watching stories or replying to people. Mm. And before you know it, I'd spend at least half an hour or even 1 hour on the app, and I'd be like, whoa, where did the time go? This was not my original plan. It's just a really innovative move at the time. But now I no longer use streaks, and many other people no longer use streaks. And I think that if Snapchat want to remain ahead of the game, if they want to continue to be a fierce competition in an already saturated market, I think they're going to need to up the innovation game, go back to the drawing board and think, okay, what can we do to, you know, make the platform stand out? Just plan more research, development, maybe even take a page out of the book from TikTok, Instagram, Be Real as well, and other competitors. So I think, yeah, Snapchat, they're really going through the motions right now. But who knows, maybe in the future they might pick things back up and it might become the most popular social media app. But we never know. We don't know now. Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Peter?
Yeah. Well, I don't like Snapchat. I mean, as in, I, you know, look, at the end of the day, I know that I'm definitely not in the age demographic for Snapchat. But I've always thought of Snapchat as a one-trick pony. I mean, literally, it hasn't got that much else, really. I mean, in a way, I mean, I don't know, but I kind of wonder whether maybe Be Real and Snapchat would be better together, for instance.
Because
I mean, it's kind of, the idea is similar in that, you know, things are ephemeral and, you know, you want to be spontaneous and things as well. So maybe something like that happens, you know, but I've always thought that Snapchat is a one trick pony. And then not only that, the major weakness is the fact that if it ever comes up with anything good, like stories, then it just gets copied by Facebook, you know, and as a result of that, you know, the problem is that Facebook's got a much wider audience, much bigger audience, and so if it does, you know, in a way, it can look at Snapchat's success and then adapt it to suit its own audience. Because I think the only thing that Snapchat's really got going for it in terms of why would it be attractive, is the fact that I think that it's got a much tighter demographic than some of the other platforms. Because for instance, I don't know any 50-year-olds on Snapchat, for instance, whereas I think that there will be 50-year-olds on Instagram and or TikTok, for instance. So so I do think that Snapchat, if you are a company and you really want to advertise to, say, mainly teens, but maybe very early 20s, perhaps, then this is the one you want to go for, because that is what, you know, that's where they are, because you've got to go where your audience is. But I think that, you know, it's always going to be vulnerable. I mean, the only thing I can think of in terms of how it could, you know, it might be able to innovate without Meta, you know, platforms copying them, is because I think Meta is very much looking now at TikTok. You know, I don't know whether they're looking so much at Snapchat. And, you know, because I think TikTok is a far more dangerous beast, really. And so, therefore, maybe they might be able to release something that becomes a big hit on Snapchat under the nose of Meta platforms, and maybe able to run with it. Because that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, if you do hit something, you know, and suddenly people adopt it, it can be huge. You know, Snapchat did very well at the beginning because it was original and interesting. But now it's all a bit, well, you know, it's all a bit old now. You know, people are probably wondering about what is the next big thing. But, you know, I do think that I think that the reason why I don't like Snapchat is, A, because I think they're a one-trick pony, because, you know, they just like to say the snaps and that's kind of it. So not loads of stuff. And then the other thing is, I just think it's huge. I think it's hugely vulnerable to Meta just nicking its best ideas. And then thirdly, there's the other thing as well, is that there's just more competition, and there's more, you know, more competition for eyeballs and real estate space on your phone, you know, for the app button, you know, which it perhaps didn't have before. So I think it's going to be very difficult. I think it needs to innovate, like you said. I think it very much needs to innovate. But at the same time, it also has to be mindful of the fact that it is only it is only relatively small compared to some of the other players, and so it has to play smart, I think.
True. And I think that with regards to their competitors, I was on LinkedIn a few days ago just scrolling, and I saw a post and it said, I don't Google it, I TikTok it. So I think TikTok is really, it's really grabbing people's hearts and eyes right now. Even not just social media companies like Snapchat or Instagram, but also big tech giants like Google. And I guess I just wanted to quickly add, with regards to Snapchat's subscription service, it's called Snap Plus. And it's grown to about 2 million users. And these users who pay the $3.99 fee, they get pre-release for some services. And thinking to myself, well, is there a point in a way? Because I'm used to using the free service that Snapchat provides. You might think, what's the point in me paying this $3.99 fee just to get something that may not even be worth the money, if that makes sense? And I think
it's very difficult, isn't it? It's very difficult because if you have been used to using something for free for so long, even, I mean, $3.99 is not much in the scheme of things. And so, you know, you'd have thought that it should be okay. But it's just a mental hurdle that is actually quite difficult to overcome, I think. Especially if you've got really used to it, very proficient at using it, then you think, well, why am I paying now? And like I say, although it might cost you less than a cup of coffee, because that's the way things are measured, isn't it, these days? You know, if it's cost less than a cup of coffee, then you know, then it's but it's still, you still think it's expensive because you've got this perceived value because you've had it for free for so long.
I agree, and I think even now to this day, Snapchat Plus, they made around $95 million in revenue, which isn't too bad. But then again, the hard part comes. The hard part is growing this and scaling it as well. And I think, I know they've tried to use influencers in the past and it hasn't gone as well as they wanted it to go. So I think Snapchat, they're kind of running out of options right now.
I mean, I think that they, you know, they've tried some hardware because they really want to sell hardware. So they've tried spectacles, that, you know, they're camera glasses twice, at least twice, and then because I mean, I think if you're, if people are into wearing cameras on their on their sunglasses, then I think the Ray-Ban ones are probably better. Although, again, I was going to say, I don't think I've seen anyone wearing the Ray-Ban ones, but then again, I wouldn't know because they're not immediately obvious because they do look pretty much like a regular pair of Ray-Bans. But anyway, yeah, they try spectacles. They just canned this new this sort of personal drone, which looked like a great idea at the time. But because actually, I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, in terms of, obviously, for Watson's Daily, I was thinking about various types of like video content. I thought, oh, what about if I went for a walk? I mean, this sounds incredibly exciting now that I'm saying it, but, you know, what about if I go for a walk at lunchtime and then I kind of talk to camera, and it would be, wouldn't it be great if you could have like a drone that floats in front of you and it could just film you as you're walking rather than you sort of get a sore arm by holding out a gimbal and then just, you know, sort of walking along. But yeah, I mean, it did that, but it didn't sell very well. And I think that it's very, very niche, that kind of thing. So, so I you know, they've tried with hardware. Again, maybe that's a bit like Facebook with their Oculus, you know, their headsets and things. Tried hardware. It's extremely difficult to shift. And so they're concentrating on this. But I think it is absolutely imperative for Snapchat to pour money into not stuff like that, but into their core offering and making it compelling. I mean, you know, maybe they can steal a few ideas as well from other places. So, yeah. But are you, what, I mean, after all of that, what do you think? Are you, do you think it will survive or do you think it's going to die a slow death?
I think Snapchat right now is looking like they might die a slow death, mm-hmm. only if they, you know, they come up with something, you know, that will wow their customer base. Mm. But even going back to the Snapchat spectacles, but now it's something, even if I did want to buy it, I think, do I really need it right now? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really giving me like metaverse vibes, I guess. And yeah. it's something that many people, they might think, do I need it? And so they might not be as incentivized to buy it now. But I feel like, you know, as, you know, this sort of sector continues to grow, not mm-hmm. just from Snapchat, I think more people might make the switch or might be more incentivized to buy it. Just giving me very metaverse, you know, a drone in front of you, hands-free, and it just, yeah, I think right now the hardware, they should stick to what they know, which is growing, being a social media company, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so anyway, I think that, you know, we'll obviously see how it goes. I don't think it can survive on its own. I mean, I really do think if it doesn't get anything new out or get any new revenue over the next year, at the least, it's going to have to, I don't know, merge, be bought, buy something. It's going to have to do something, because otherwise I think it could disappear.
We'll see.
You know, it is possible. It is possible for big things to disappear because, again, you know, obviously I'm showing I'm an old man, but I mean, things like, you know, back in the day with internet search engines, there was something called Yahoo, which probably you may not have even heard of now, Yahoo was the search engine, and then Google came along and people then just started using Google, and then Yahoo just was nowhere. So, you know, it is, don't think because something has been around for a few years that it can't disappear. And it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, how many people use it or how much. It's got to sustain the interest. And I don't know whether Snapchat can do it on its own. Anyway, well, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts today, Mary. All good. And thank you very much for listeners for listening. Let's hopefully catch you tomorrow to talk about more stuff. So anyway, have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.